dust happens down there.
Well, the front of your room doesn't get dusted either.
But it gets, touched.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the dust isn't able to settle all the way.
That's what you're going with, huh?
Yeah. Things happen. Nothing happens back there.
Okay. We'll go with that.
That makes sense.
Are you certain that you had your headphones here and you didn't have them?
Yes, I am certain.
Because I find your headphones more often in the recliner than anywhere else.
No, they couldn't be there because I wasn't using them there. I was using them in my room.
So then they have to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be probably fallen on the other side of your bed.
I'll look for them tomorrow.
All right. I don't know if I want you sleeping with
Kylo
on your finger. I'm not a fan of gangrene. Which is possible. So, it's exciting. We're going to go see Guys and Dolls? Is that what it is? Oh, West Side Story, yeah. Yeah.
Don't embarrass me.
You don't embarrass me.
I'm not going to go near you.
That's not going to help you.
I can't embarrass you.
No.
Keeping it a 20-foot radius.
Yeah, the thing that you haven't realized is that putting on airs and shaming your father publicly.
I'm not shaming
looks,
you.
But you do. And you will.
I won't. I'm not going to turn you away.
But you do. You did it to me at the con.
Because I just met those people. I didn't want you coming up and asking for a group picture. That's embarrassing as it is.
You can cut that any way you want. You can make as many reasons for it as you want. But that's what happened.
Yeah.
And that says more about you than it does about me. What I'm saying is there's no reason. I'm not going to act a fool. I'm not going to come with, nerd glasses and my pants pulled up real high. I'm not going to try to do lovey-dovey things in front of all your friends. I'm not going to do anything to purposely embarrass you. But your assumption that I am comes off as rude. You would be better off just to treat me the same way that you treat me in every aspect of your life. And when you come out on the other side of that, the response that you get from your friends or anybody else that happens to be around is people will be more, I don't want to say in awe of, they will say to themselves something like, "Wow, she's got a really great relationship with her dad. That's cool." So, choose your behaviors accordingly.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you how your day was, but you were homesick all day.
I was.
So you didn't have a whole lot of stuff going on. You didn't have any homework?
No. Okay.
Tomorrow's Thursday. Did you get your English done?
Not too tomorrow.
Do you have English tomorrow?
No.
So then you have it Friday. Sure?
Yeah. I don't have it tomorrow, but I have it the day after.
What did you have yesterday? What classes did you have yesterday?
We had classes. Which it was one. Even.
Oh, so you missed English today?
Yes.
You're not answering me with very much confidence. Are you certain?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to have a lot of homework to do tomorrow.
Yes.
2 days worth. Get some rest. I want to say a prayer.
Dear God, I pray for good sleep and a good day tomorrow. That I will clearly hit a wise back. Please pray for a good day today and for a good day tomorrow.
Amen. I washed both of your plaid bottoms, but I think only one of them made up to the first load. I think the other one's in the second load. So, love you. Blesses. I don't want to take them off with one hand, take them off with two. All right. Good night, my love.